MacCast, Macworld Expo 2011, Part 1 for Monday, January 31st, 2011. Hey, Mac Geeks, it's time for your MacCast, the show for Mac Geeks by Mac Geeks. I'm Adam, and this is the show where we discuss all things Macintosh. How you doing? Welcome to the MacCast. I have a great episode for you. Actually, a great couple episodes, because this is only part one of my Macworld 2011 coverage. I got back just on Sunday and recorded a bunch of audio while at the show floor. Also ran around and met many of you. Thanks to everyone who came up and said hi. It was a whole lot of fun. It is every year. I love Macworld. Another great show, another great year. Paul Kent and his crew deserve kudos for putting on another great show. And I look forward to going back in 2012. But this time around, there were a lot of interesting products, a lot of stuff not surprisingly focused around iOS and the iOS devices. A few Mac things here and there, but it was definitely, the show was shaking out exactly as you might expect it. With two-thirds of Apple's revenue coming from non-Mac products, the show has evolved and morphed and become more diversified in terms of the things that you see there. And I tried to grab some of the more unique products, maybe some more of the things you might not hear on other podcasts. So hopefully we've accomplished that. We're going to dive right into the coverage here in a second, but before we get started, I do want to take a quick moment, thank one of my show sponsors, Circus Ponies, makers of Notebook. If you haven't checked out Notebook, you should head over to the website circusponies.com and grab the trial. It's such a great piece of software. It really is. I use it for doing my research. It's got a great web clipping feature, so it integrates with the services that are built into macOS 10. So as you're in email, as you're in Safari or your favorite web browser, you can actually highlight text, you can highlight things, you can actually clip that right into a notebook. And the notebooks themselves really function like a real-world notebook might function. You can set up sections, you can put in dividers, you can take notes, you can clip in and throw in different elements, not just the web clippings, but you can also throw in like PDFs and images, add those in. You can layer on top sticky notes and flags and other items, and that will all get automatically indexed, making it very easy to go back and search and to find things and to get right to the information that you need to get to. So you can do outlines, you can draw diagrams, I mean, pretty much anything that you would do in a true traditional real-world notebook is able to be done in Circus Pony's notebook, and including things, all the details down to things like controlling the paper types. You can have graph paper, line paper, legal paper, you name it, three-ring binders, spiral ring binders. You can get the look and feel that you want to match the kinds of notebooks that you're used to. So you don't have to take my word for it. You can get a free trial. You can check it out. All the information is at circusponies.com. And they now have an iPad app, too. So not only can you do it on your desktop, but you can take those great notebooks, shuffle them over to your iPad, and take them with you. All the details are at circusponies.com. And a big thank you to them for their support of the MacCast. All right, what do you say we get on the show floor? Start talking to some of the people and great folks that were exhibiting at Macworld 2011.
All right, one of my highlights of my Macworld trips now has become getting to sit down with Oliver from Boinks and find out what the latest cool thing that they're up to. They're always up to cool stuff. And this time around, I think you guys have a pretty big announcement. You're making some changes to Boinks TV. A lot of people probably are familiar with Boinks TV. It's been out for a while. Very mature product. Allows you to do basically run a TV studio, your own TV studio, where you can switch between FireWire connected cameras and put lower thirds, and you can do all kinds of graphics and do it all in real time and on the fly. I think actually the unofficial Apple weblog is here broadcasting live using the Boinks TV product. But you have a new version of that product that you're announcing now, right?
Yeah, the Boinks TV has always been a very nice product in the professional and semi-professional markets, and ever since we introduced it, we were looking for a way to bring it actually to the people who are doing all the YouTube video uploads, and so we thought we need to bring down the price. And so we optimized this product for the people who sit in front of their computer using probably only the built-in camera, doing, you know, makeup tutorials or videos on how to really tie your shoelaces really fast, or you know, all kinds of things, or send love letters to, or reports to the grandparents, or whatever, you know, whatever people are doing on YouTube. And we wanted to give them the same, you know, TV studio capabilities that we have given the podcast, the broadcasting market with Boings TV. But at a price point which is much more affordable. So we released Boings TV Home at $49.99 US. It's exclusively on the App Store, Mac App Store right now. It's available since today at the Mac App Store. And I think it's making a big difference for people who are recording video specifically to post it to YouTube, because now you can add all the bells and whistles, lower thirds, logos, you know, bring in video from other things at the same, you know, very easily and very efficiently.
Yeah, you're going to save us from bad YouTube videos, right?
Yes, yes, we're gonna make the videos good.
So I have to sit through all that poor quality stuff. Because some people are probably familiar with the Boings TV product, the Pro product, what are some of the sort of differences and stuff like that that they can expect?
Well, as I said, we are focusing on the one camera setup, so there's only one camera allowed. We are also focusing on we limit the resolution to 960 by 540, which is half HD, which is sort of the format that works best for videos on the web. We limit the use of the so-called layers, which are creating the video effects, to 15, but that is really not a it's a more psychological barrier, because you know, we in the projects we do in our studio at home, we rarely have more than 15 layers, so 15 should be enough for most people. And there are small other, you know, things. We've removed support for podcast producer, which is really just very confusing to people who are not in the professional markets. So that kind of stuff. And of course, the biggest thing is that the you know, tenth of the price of the full version. So,
yeah, that's a great price point for a really polished professional video tool, and you really are going to be able to take your video. You know, we were looking at it here a little bit, and really make it look like the pros, and you can add in all those layers and stuff like that. So it's really exciting. You guys have been, you know, doing video stuff with iStop Motion and some of your other products for years, and
yeah, Photo Magico, iStop Motion. We sort of we didn't set out to do that, but it sort of transpired that we would be a company for creative people doing video. So that's currently our main focus.
Yeah, and you have a lot of experience, and you've always been on the Mac platform, so it's all very Mac familiar, very nice software. I want to talk to you a little bit. You mentioned it's exclusive to the Mac App Store. I've been noticing your products showing up in the Mac App Store, and there's just been a lot of question about what direction developers are moving in. You know, some are going exclusive Mac App Store, some are saying they're going to do both. What's the plan for Boings?
We certainly plan to do both. And even more, because right now we have more than just an online distribution channel. We also do retail distribution in Germany and Europe. And I think what we're seeing right now with the App Store is that the App Store is really a separate distribution channel which brings an additional revenue. So the revenue from the other channels hasn't been, you know, going back. In contrary, we see increase in revenue in the other channels as well. So I think it would be not a good strategy for us to move all our stuff to the App Store exclusively. But of course, we want to try to play this game and see how it works. And so Boinks TV Home is exclusively on the App Store, but it's a new product. There's no installed base. There's nobody to be, you know, upset about the move to the App Store. And so I think we will certainly try to keep the apps in sync inside the App Store and outside the App Store, the same updates for everybody, and see that we make it as painless as possible for people. And I hope that the App Store is off to a great start, and I think I hope it's gonna stay that way.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see what Apple does with it and what developers like yourselves do to take advantage of what it offers. And it is a little bit different, and you have to think about those things. I just want to close out mentioning one other product because I've been using it, especially at a show like this. You guys do. It's been out for a little while, so iPhone apps, but the you can see this application, yes. Yeah, you got to see this. I always do that. I'm sorry. But it is a great app for you come to a show or an event, and you can take out your iPhone, and you can really kind of capture a lot of information in sort of one image. Can you just tell people a little bit about what that app is? It's just kind of a fun app to have on your phone.
Yeah, it's a fun app for photography. It's doing something called panography. It's a technique developed by an artist called David Hockney back in the 70s. It's a collage of images that sort of are positioned spatially so that it looks like a panorama, but it has sort of like an artistic spin. It has a surreal abstract component to it, and it's kind of a fun thing to do. It's new. It's fresh. We could have done another panorama app, but we wanted to do something on the iPhone 4 that required or that made use of the gyroscope, and you don't have to have a gyroscope data in a panorama. There's lots of cool apps out there that do panoramas that don't require an iPhone 4. So we wanted to do something unique and technology, and test out the technology, and we came up with this idea for these collages, and it's a really fun thing it was a fun thing to develop, and it's also a fun thing to use.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to use, and it's that the collage style area. It's really not a panorama app. Some people compare it to a panorama app, but it's a really different style, and it's got that Boinks spin on it. And you know, with your background in photography and putting images together, it does a really nice job. So it's a fun app, and you guys do a ton of other stuff. I mean, we'd be here all day if we interviewed you about all the great products. So, you know, I use Mousepose and the photographer's Photo Magico is still hugely popular among professional photographers and things like that. So people should go to your website. They should check out all of your stuff. Boinks.com, BOINX.com is the site. And I also want to mention, I get your emails because I'm a Boinks customer, and you've been doing a lot of great things. You had some great stories around Christmas time, and I just saw a great thing you pointed out. Somebody who's using iStopMotion, a kid who's using iStopMotion to create some great videos and point to his site. So people should check that stuff out too, right?
Yeah, you can sign up for the newsletter on the website. It's kind of a little bit hidden, but the easiest way to do it is just to download one of our softwares. And when you're requesting a demo key, you just leave the little check mark that says update me on stuff checked, and then you will be added to our web our mailing list. And yeah, we put a lot of effort in doing these newsletters, and I have a lot of fun writing them. And I hope we provide a little bit extra value to the customers and a little bit extra fun.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that because I've been getting them, and in the last few I've noticed it's you know, they're coming from Boinks, but it's not all marketing. There's a lot of great material in there that people can check out and learn more about how your real customers are using your products, or just things that you find interesting, or just stuff that your employees are up to, because you've got a lot of talented people working there, and they're doing great products and projects and things like that also. So they should check all that stuff out. Oliver, thanks. Like I said, it's always fun, a highlight of Macworld for me to get to sit down and talk to you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
So I just walked into the hall here at Macworld, and one of the first booths I saw as I came over was the SMK Link booth, and they had a product that I was familiar with, and many of the MacCast listeners will be familiar with, from the podcast I did with Ara Derderian. Ara Derderian does the HDTV podcast. He actually has this product, and it's called the PadDock 10. And I have Phil here from SMK Link, and he's Phil. So can you just tell us a little bit? It's a dock, but it features many more things, right?
Yeah, that's right. I call it the PadDock 10, which is what it is, but it's a dock and it's a stand at the same time. So in addition to it being a stand and a very sturdy stand, so most people, when they touch their stand, sometimes there's vibration, it moves around a lot, it wobbles, this sort of thing. But this one is really very, very sturdy. You can move this up and down and give yourself some different angles. You can even flip it around on its back and then use it that way too as well. So there's a lot of different looks and feels that you can use in terms of the stand portion of it.
Right. I just want to comment on the design too. It looks very much like the iMac base. So it's going to fit in. It fits in with the stainless steel and the black design of your iPad, but it's going to look really nice sitting next to your aluminum iMac too.
Right. I call it, my nickname for the unit is the Mini-Me.
That's a great name. That's a very good description. And it docks in there. I noticed when you were docking it in, it clips right in and it's very securely held in the unit.
Yeah, it's not going to fall out. So it's in there. It was designed in such a way where it fits in just perfectly within the unit. So in addition to the stand, like I mentioned, it's very strong. It's very sturdy. There's some weight to the base of this unit. We put some counterweights on the bottom. So when you're touching it, it doesn't move around like I mentioned before. So that's that portion of it. And in addition to that, it's so much more.
Right.
It also has a speaker as well, a stereo-sounding speaker. So if you're in the kitchen or your office and you want to hear some music, the sound is really crisp and sharp. So you could be in the kitchen, you can be in your office playing music, watching a DVD. So it has really good sound with a volume control, so you can adjust the sound volume on here. It also has a charge and sync capabilities too as well. So when this unit is in the stand or the dock, it's always charging. So if you want to take it out, you can do that at any time and have a fully charged unit. So you also have the ability to take it off a charge and put it into the sync mode so you can sync other devices to your iPad at that point.
Right, and then it rotates as well. So you can rotate it 90 degrees either direction. So if you want your home button on the top, you can have it on the top or the bottom. So it's good in portrait landscape mode, and you got those great speakers in there as well.
That's correct, yeah. So you could, depending on what your orientation is, you can rotate it 360 degrees depending on, what you're looking at in terms of your iPad stand. So,
yep.
Yeah, it has everything.
Yeah, one of the unique ways that Ara was using it when he showed it to me when I saw it was he was using it as he had replaced his traditional bedside clock. He had some third-party apps that had an alarm, and then he had it even set up where it could play music in the morning because it has the speakers built in, and then he could flip it around and check his news in the morning right there without even leaving bed, and he was ready to go in the morning. So really unique product. PadDock 10, it's $99. 99 cents, and where can people find it?
They can get it through our website. They can get it at Fry's Electronics. They can get it at Micro Center. We have it on some online locations, too, as well. Just depends on where they want to get it from.
And so your website's at?
It's www.smklink.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Phil.
All right. Thank you so much.
So I just went by the Ubik booth and ran into Gordon here. And, you know, iPhone photography is really taking off, right? It's something that's becoming very popular. And you have a really unique product for doing a number of things with the iPhone. So I'll tell everybody about the gimbal.
So the gimbal is a hardware accessory, which it includes a case and a simple grip tripod mount. And what it first does is you snap the case into the gimbal, and now you've got a stable platform from which to capture video or to take pictures. And then the cool thing about it, of course, it's got a leg and it drops down, and it becomes a tripod. And then from a tripod, you can have it go into portrait mode, or you can, and it includes, it's called the gimbal after a pano head that we built in, which is called the gimbal, the G-I-M-B-A-L. Anyway, and then finally it flips down and you can use it for hands-free. And so it's basically a multi-purpose accessory. It'll fit in your pocket. You can take it everywhere you want. It helps you take great photography and video, and then you can use it for other things as well.
Yeah, I want to point out some things on that, because you said a lot there, and I'm looking at it, you know, and it's much easier to see. We'll point everybody to the website so they can see pictures and stuff like that. But what's great is it's a small, compact unit, like you said. You can carry it around. The legs on the tripod are an aluminum?
Yep, solid aluminum, aircraft aluminum is the thing of the day.
So real rock solid, but what they do is they tuck up into the handle. So when you have it in a pistol grip mode to help stabilize as you're carrying around, or as you mentioned, maybe holding up to get a crowd shot or something like that, you have it in that mode. But then the legs flip out from underneath and you have a good stable tripod. And then on top of that, you have that gimbal head that you were talking about. And that's the really, I think, unique feature of this. Well, I guess they're all unique features when I'm really looking at it. But really there, that's what's enabling sort of the panorama features, right?
Yeah, I mean, what you're doing is rotating the iPhone now around the aperture of the camera, which is what you need to do to eliminate distortion when you're capturing compound images.
Right, and it lines up that lens. You were showing me it lines up the lens right on top of that pivot point.
Yep, both vertically and horizontally. So no matter where you rotate the camera, horizontally or vertically, you're always pivoting around the aperture of the camera. So no matter what the orientation is of the iPhone, the camera's in the right place.
Right, so we've got the hardware sorted out for taking panos, but you've also got a solution for the software for dealing with actually making those pictures, right?
True. Then the app, the reason to do the app was, you know, we're talking about photography with the iPhone, and part of the problems with the iPhone, as was the case with feature phones, is people leave their images on the phone. So right off the bat, what we do is we automatically upload the images in the background to storage that we provide on the web. But in the case of panoramas, we go a step further, and we use the gyroscope to provide an aiming system that allows you to basically step through, and the targets are all optimized for capturing compound images like a panorama, and just go bang, 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 and shoot them off.
Right, and they were saying something that's in the app is it really tunes in the overlap, because overlap is important when you're shooting a pano, right?
Typically, you want 25% overlap between the images, so what we do is we set the targets up so that there's a 25% overlap, and that's both vertically and horizontally. And then we have a grid along the bottom, so that as you're banging these things off, if you miss one, it shows up as a hole in the grid. And you can actually go back very quickly and find what image you missed and take that picture.
Oh, that's great. So tell everybody price point, availability, where can we get it?
Okay, we're basically, it's pre-order. It won't be shipping for another 3 weeks. The price point is it comes with a custom case and the tripod grip mount itself. That combination is $70. You can buy it on our website. There's a show special right now, obviously. 20% off plus free shipping. Again, it's a pre-order. And then, but right now, the only place you can get it is on our website, which is ubik.com, Y-O-U-B-I-Q.
B-I-Q, and that's important. Amazing product. You know, iPhone photography, as I mentioned at the beginning, taking off, and this is really cool. I think a lot of photographers are going to be really happy with this. Thanks for showing it to us.
Great, thank you.
All right, I stopped by the Zag booth. You know, I'm a big fan of Zag from their Invisible Shield, but I was sitting here talking to Jason, and you guys have an exciting new keyboard product out for the iPad that I know is getting a lot of good buzz, and I hadn't seen one yet, and you were just showing it to me, and it's really cool. It's called the ZagMate.
Yep.
So can you run people through what this is?
Exactly. So the ZagMate, we have a lot of users asking for some sort of protection and or a keyboard for the iPad. So what we did is built a protective case, you know, we're all about protecting the digital lifestyle. This is made out of high-grade aluminum, aircraft aluminum, very tough. You can put the iPad face down, and it is actually a clamp system. There's memory foam on the sides that actually holds it in by friction. So if you pull the iPad out, there's actually a hinge. You can go portrait or landscape with the iPad. It pairs up Bluetooth, which is awesome. The Bluetooth sensitivity and the recognition is very instantaneous, very quick, very snappy. The keyboard is about the same size as a 10.1 inch netbook. 81 to 82% key size to a normal keyboard. You have all the functions, the command keys, so you can get your quick keys, you know, your control all, delete, what have you, play, pause, volume up, volume down, international keyboards. You turn the thing on and off, sleep mode, bring up the keyboard, search functions. The Zagmate has an onboard battery, it's a lithium polymer. The packaging says it'll last 7 to 14 days. I've been using mine for near a month without charging it. Charges in about an hour, hour and a half. We charged these up last night. I'm a road warrior. It's a must. We'll work with the iPhone, anything with Bluetooth, basically. For the keyboard edition, $99.99. We have a keyboardless edition. Has an adjustable hinge, so you can change the lean and style of your viewing pleasure with your iPad. So that's the Zagmate.
Right, and just a couple things. You know, the keys I was typing on it, I just want to mention it's really typeable, even though they're not quite full size.
Right.
I guess the only problem might be if you have big, you know, big meaty hands,
it might
be a little issue. But and the full protection I really like. You know, the fact that it goes face down, it's a hard case, so that aluminum is really going to protect the device. And it looks like that you can. There's a dock. There's a hole for the dock too when it's in the clamshell mode.
Exactly. So when you go into the protection mode, we've actually got a slot on the bottom side where you can charge your iPad as well as the onboard battery through the micro USB at the same time. Very sleek, very sexy, keeps the same aesthetic look as the iPad, very similar style of aluminum and color as well.
Right. And I also had asked about the separation of the keys from the actual screen of the iPad. Of course, you know, if you're like me, you've got your invisible shield on there, so you wouldn't think of it as an issue. But the keys are recessed, and there's a slight separation there, right?
Exactly. So we recess the keyboard just a touch, and there's two bands, kind of bars of it feels almost rubber. It's a shock absorption type of material, so it actually keeps the iPad separated from the keys, so you're not scratching or scuffing. But of course, that's what the invisible shield's for.
And for everybody who knows Invisible Zag from Invisible Shield, they might want to visit your website, because I'm here at your booth and you've got a lot of other products. I mean, the Zagmate's kind of the sexy new thing that a lot of people are excited about, but you've branched out a little bit from just the Shield products, right?
Exactly. So the initial launch with Zag was an awesome thing with the Invisible Shield. We jumped into a handful of new exciting opportunities. Next to Apple, we have the largest database of Apple consumers. So our next product was the Zag Audio. We've got a very iPhone-friendly pair of headphones, a bit of a lesser pair for active lifestyles. We've got backup batteries, USB, dual card chargers. We've got the whole gambit. And that's honestly what Zag's all about, is we're zealous about great gadgets. That's what it stands for.
Right, and I want to mention these leather skins, because the back of this iPad that's in this Zagmate case has this really nice reptile leather pattern, and you have a sports line that, like baseball. Do you have a football one?
We're working with licensing. We did just lock down the NBA, so we got our Utah Jazz going. Go Jazz. I mean, they're losing, but at the same time, we've got ostrich, reptile, or alligator, reptile. I mean, we do the whole gambit of things. Smooth black, floral for all, you know, the females and whatnot. But the Zag leather is a very attractive way. I wear one on my personal iPad with the Zagmate, and I can't leave home without it.
Yeah, it gives a real nice, elegant feel to it and a real nice finished look. So what's the price on the leather products?
The leather products for the iPhones are usually $30 to $40. For the iPads, $40 to $50. It's real genuine leather. And that's a dry base, just adhesive, wherein the Invisible Shield is a moisture base.
Cool. Well, great, great new products from Zag. Everybody should check them out. If they want to, where should they go? What's the website?
www.zagg.com. One more thing I want to mention I forgot to show you is we announced this year at CES is our initial film that we acquired from the U.S. military. It has a very glossy feel to it. We've been working for the past 2 years to please the customers that want the matte finish. So this is a smudge proof. It's anti-glare. It's a matte finish. Very smooth. Same feel. Very tough. I've got a matte back as well on mine. So those will be out in Best Buy in February and available to retail customers in March.
I'm going to have to go out and get one of those. All right. Thank you very much for taking time to talk to us.
Very much so. Thank you.
So I've swung by the Blue Microphones booth, and it's always fun to come talk to these guys. They always have great new stuff coming out for guys like me, podcasters and musicians and stuff like that. Great name and microphones. A lot of people are familiar with the Snowball. I wanted to ask you about, you have a new version of the Yeti. So I think last year you had brought out the Yeti. We talked to people about that. Tell us a little bit about the Yeti and the features, and then what's new in this new version.
Okay, so we announced the Yeti last year, and we had a lot of success with that mic. It has four polar patterns, stereo, omni, cardioid, figure eight, 16-bit. And we wanted to come out with another Yeti that utilized both the XLR and the USB. So we did that with the new Yeti Pro that should be out probably in the next week or so. And we're really excited about this product. And what also makes it very unique is that it's 24-bit 192. So in the professional world, that's very, very high quality. That's kind of the industry standard. And to the consumer world, that makes it the best quality for any digital recording mic on the market. So we're really proud of the Yeti Pro.
Right. So, and to do that, you had to upgrade some of the chipset components and stuff inside?
Yeah, we tried out a lot of chips behind the scenes with our technology department, and we found that there was one chip company that had a product that was by far the best one. And we're kind of working with them on future products as well.
Right. So that really high bitrate audio is really important to a lot of people, so it's nice to see it in there. And the little, there's a cable that comes out, a Y-splitter, so when you're going to your board, you can actually separate out the XLRs, right?
Correct. So it's a Y cable, so that, you know, as you know, when you record a mic, usually it's in mono. And because the Yeti has a polar pattern option of recording into stereo, we've included, at our great expense, a Y cable along with it.
Very, very cool. And then you also still have the Mikey. It was updated recently, or I don't know how long ago, maybe about a year ago?
About 6 months ago is when it came out officially, but we announced it last year.
And so what are some of the new features? Because some people are familiar with the last version of the Mikey, the updated one. What have you added and what have you changed?
Yeah, we've done a lot of stuff to the Mikey. I think it got kind of overshadowed when they were talking about it. Well, first of all, it swivels 270 degrees. I think before it was only able to do like 180 degrees. So now you got a little more flexibility as far as placing the mic. We made the connection on it a little bit tighter because I think the last one was a little bit loose. The gain control in the back of it, before it was kind of a peg, and now we've got kind of, I don't want to call it a knob, but it's actually kind of like a rectangular switch. It's actually pretty sturdy. The gain control on the first setting, which is meant to be, kind of an intimate atmosphere, kind of quiet, so it picks up a lot. We felt that was a little bit too sensitive, so now it can handle a little bit more. The middle setting's pretty similar to the last one. And then the high one that's meant if you're, at a loud environment like a rock concert, that can handle even more SPL than before. Besides that, we've got an 1/8-inch port on the bottom of it. So if you wanted to connect a lavalier sort of mic to it, or maybe an instrument such as a keyboard, you can do that. That cancels out the two mics that are on the inside. And then we've got a USB port on the side that allows you to charge up the iPhone or the iPod for extended periods of time.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of people are moving, want to use their iPhone, their iPod Touch to capture really high-quality audio, and this is a really great solution for that. You were telling me, though, that this version doesn't support the iPhone 4 and the latest generation iPod Touch, and that's because Apple changed something on the connector?
That's correct, Adam. There's now a digital connector, and unfortunately, we had already been through the life cycle of developing the product too far along before we actually heard the announcement. But the good news is, there are a lot of people out there that still have the old iPod Touch. I, for one, have that. And they also have a lot of iPhone 3Gs, and sales on it have been really good, despite not working with the iPhone 4. And then the other good news is, yes, we are developing, a product. We're at the very forefront of technology and innovation. So we are working to come out with a digital connector.
So anybody with the new iPhone 4 can expect something sometime soon, I assume.
Correct.
Great. Well, always great products from Blue. I mean, if you're doing audio recording, you need to check this stuff out. If people do want to take a look at the Yeti, the Mikey, and the other products you guys carry, where should they go? What should they do?
You can go to bluemic.com, bluemic.com. And thank you very much, Adam. Really appreciate your support.
Thanks for your time, Ben. So I'm over at the Monitors in Motion booth, and I just met Andrew here. And some of you might know about some of their products from either Don McAllister or Victor Cayao from Typical Mac User, who have both been on the MacCast in the past. But these guys make really awesome, high-quality aluminum swing arm mounts for, well, probably just about anything. But I'll let Andrew tell you a little bit more about some of the products.
Okay, guys, we've got a whole line of products here for Macs and PCs. Over here, we've got a double BOA, which can take two 27-inch iMacs or a 27-inch display and a 27-inch iMac. It's actually the first arm on the market to be able to line up your 27-inch iMac and your 27-inch display, which is quite nice. We've got our patented Mac adapter here, which uses the internal pivot of an iMac, which is also a first for the industry. We can also mount a 30-inch display using the Apple VESA adapter. We've got a couple different iPad holders as well, from secure to non-secure. Good for use kiosks and point of sale.
Right. I want one of these iPad arms for just doing my notes, because you can really swing these things in a lot of directions. So these are desk mounts. If, you know, we're on the radio, so a lot of you can't see these, but we'll point you to the website and where you can take a look at some pictures. But they're just amazing, amazing quality. Really, you're able to put it in almost any orientation. And a lot of people do like lining up the two monitors, right? So that's important. So you're saying you guys are, that's something exclusive with the 27 inches to your product?
Yeah, that's right. Originally, the 27-inch display and the 27-inch iMac don't line up on the pedestals they come on. So we've got the double BOA here that actually does line the two up.
Right. So that does two. You have the iPad one that does one. You also do three. I think Don McAllister has like a triple BOA or something like that, right?
Yes.
And can you do more than three?
Once you go beyond three, you've got to do two doubles. Or you can do two triples, which gets you to six. You can also stack them. All of our designs are modular, so the different pieces fit together to kind of create what you want.
Right. So you mount it. It looks like you mount a central post that comes up, and then the BOA products slide onto those, and then you mount your monitors to that. So you said six. Can we go more than six? I'm getting extreme now.
Yeah, if you'd like, you can do whatever you want. You can actually mount another post on top of your post if your desk's strong enough, and mount another set of three on top of that.
What's the craziest orientation you've seen one of your customers do?
I mean, the Canadian Coast Guard's done some of the rooms probably have about 16, 17 monitors in them, and some of the single monitor setups, well, not single, but some of them are up to 12 monitors.
That's crazy. So you can build out a whole video wall with this stuff. So what's the different price points on the different products? Let's start with the iPad product. It's called the iPad docking station.
That's correct. The secure iPad docking station, that's a desk mount, starts at $359. That includes all the pieces to mount it to your desk, whether that be a through desk or a clamp. We also have a pedestal that sits on your desk, and the retail price on that is $199. Then we've got the Mantis 2, which is another secure mounting solution that is very versatile. You can move it anywhere you want. It's got easy height adjustment. And then we kind of move up there to the LCD arms, which we've got four different horizontal articulated arms that just move side to side. They can be height adjusted just by loosening the screw on the back and moving them up and down on the post. And then we've got the Mantis, which is easy height adjustment with fingertip control, as we say. And then we've got the stuff for the larger screens, like the 24-inch Mac, 27-inch Mac, 30-inch, and really nice products.
Right. Now, I'm curious, because the mounts on the Macs, are those standard VESA mounts, the little swivel thing? They're not, right?
That's actually our own design that uses the internal pivot of the iMac. So you actually take the pedestal off your iMac and install our custom adapter, which still gives you the pivot that was built into the Mac the way it was meant to be used.
Right, so those are really nice products. Well, so if everybody wants to take a look at these things and actually see them, where should they go?
Monitorsinmotion.com.
Great, thank you, Andrew.
Thanks a lot.
All right, so I'm walking the show floor, and I see Lox and Schlage, which I have a bunch of door locks from Schlage. I'm sure a lot of you do too. But I'm thinking, am I suddenly at the Home Expo or am I at the Macworld? And what's really cool is you guys have a really cool home automation solution, and it's agnostic, so it works with Macs and PCs and phones. And so I have Greg here. I'll let him tell you a little bit more about the system. Let's start out with just the starter kit, the hardware side of stuff.
All right, thanks, Adam. So the SlugLink system is designed to be a home control system, giving homeowners true control over their home, the ability to manage it, whether it's access control around locks, but to control lights and thermostats and everything else that deals with the day-to-day management of your home. So with our lock starter kit, which is a choice of a lever lock or a keypad deadbolt, our bridge device and one lighting device, truly gives homeowners the ability to understand who's coming and who's going in the house. Everybody in the family could have their own unique code to get in the house. So mom, dad, two or three of the kids, the cleaning lady, you know, maybe a pet sitter or a trusted service person could have their own unique code. Each one of those codes can be designed to send text message alerts. Great feature for parents who have latchkey kids. They come home from school, mom or dad have busy lives and they're working, but now mom and dad get a simple text message letting them know that their 14-year-old daughter has come home from school, right? Great peace of mind. Beyond that, the locks can actually be used to trigger other devices in the home. In my own personal example, when my wife, I travel quite a bit, and when my wife comes home, her code actually triggers on the lights from the entryway all the way into the kitchen. That lock also triggers the thermostat to adjust the temperature in the house to a temperature she's comfortable with, right? Likewise, when she leaves, we have a different code set up as a shutdown code in the house. So she no longer has to run around the house, turn off the lights, adjust the thermostat. She's going to lock the door anyway. So the code she uses to lock the door actually turns off all the lights and brings the thermostat down 4 degrees, right? It saves us time, it saves us energy, and it saves us money.
Right. And even if she got in the car, she could take out her phone and do all the same things, right?
Absolutely. And that's the great thing about our solution. It's around mobility, right? So we have free applications that go on any of the phones that are out there, iPhone, iPad, Android, and also BlackBerry, most of the smartphones that are out there, and simply bring up the app and just turn off all those devices. Or say you're leaving work, you know, and all of a sudden the temperature's dropped 20 degrees or 25 degrees. You could quickly hit a button and bring the temperature up in your house to kind of warm the house up prior to getting home. So full functionality. It truly answers that question when you go out to dinner with your wife. Honey, did you lock the door? Now you can actually bring out your phone, look, is the door locked? Is it not? Hit a button and lock that door.
Right. So the basic kit comes with the base station. We should probably talk a little bit about the underlying technology. You were telling me this is a standardized system, so you guys sell products, but it is open, and there's other products that people can pick up when they want to start adding on stuff along with your stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. So the wireless technology we use is a home automation technology called Z-Wave. It's a standardized technology. There's about 200 companies today that build products based on the Z-Wave standard. And these are not just small guys. These are guys like GE, Cooper, Leviton, three of the biggest lighting guys out there. All of those products you could buy today and incorporate into our system and easily control those devices. Other companies include Monster, Logitech. They produce products and remotes and everything like that that control Z-Wave devices. And the good thing for consumers, it is a standard. So it is built to the Z-Wave standard. It will work together.
And so the starter kit comes with a base station that supports that Z-Wave technology. That hooks up to your router and then connects to a service that you guys offer?
Yes, that's correct. So we have a Schlage bridge, which uses a standard Ethernet connection to plug into an open port on your router. From that point, it connects securely through various encryption protocols to our server and allows you to do maybe configuration online through a very simple and easy-to-use interface. But yeah, it also is a service-based solution. The solution today, you get the first 2 months for free automatically, and then after that, it's $8.99 a month. There is no long-term contracts required. You can use the solution remotely and securely as long as you'd like to pay the monthly fee. And then beyond that, if you do want to pay for a year in advance, we'll give you another month for free. Overall cost for 1 year of service is about $100.
So very affordable, and it supports a lot of devices. You said the base station has a hardware limit, but it's like
232 devices. Yeah, that's a functionality of the Z-Wave protocol. But yeah, you could actually control up to 232 devices. So, 10 locks on your house, multiple thermostats, 70, 80 lights. Most homes today, you could not max out the system. Even if you switched out every electrical outlet, every switch in your house, you probably couldn't max it out. I've only seen a few occasions where it's been maxed out. So a lot of functionality. And again, you could add all that functionality with no additional fee. So beyond that, we also offer cameras as well, so you can see what's going on in your home. The cameras are not part of Z-Wave, so the cameras are above and beyond. You can add as many cameras as you want as well, above and beyond that 232
lumen. Remote water. And you're also, you said we're working on some door and window sensors and things like that.
Yeah, some of the products we got coming out in the next 3 months are a whole line of door and window sensors, motion sensors, and water sensors that actually give people the ability to know, hey, is the door and window open? You know, do you want an alert when that happens? Is there water maybe in your basement? Or do you have a leaky hot water heater or a sump pump, right? Great tools for homeowners to truly manage and know what's going on in their home. Beyond that, later on this year, sometime in third quarter, we're also going to offer web-based recording capabilities with the cameras that we have, right? Again, no additional monthly fee, just additional functionality to make that solution more valuable for the homeowner.
Yeah. It's really great. It was fun to see you guys here because home automation, I know, is really starting to take off. Yeah. It's been around for a long time, but it's always been really complex and hard to set up. And looking at this system, you have web software that you can do the control and setup also on Safari browser supported, which Mac users like.
Yeah.
But it's really nice and clean and easy.
Yeah, absolutely. And we designed that the solution out of the gates to be very simple, easy, and clean to use. We didn't want a lot of sophisticated programming. We figured we could do that in the background, but make it simple and easy to use. That's what it's about, right? You know, our solution is around, you know, being providing people with convenience and control, but in a very easy to do manner.
Yeah. Well, great system. People should check it out. If they want to get more information, I'm assuming there's a website they can go to?
Absolutely. You can go to link.schlage.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Greg.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Adam.
All right. There's just a ton of unique products at this year's Macworld. It's really interesting to see how iOS devices are branching out. And I'm over here now with Chris from iGrill. And people might know about this from CES. There was a lot of buzz on this product. It is a... Why don't you tell us what it is?
Sure. It's a grilling and cooking thermometer that's been Bluetooth enabled. Long-range Bluetooth, so you're getting 200 feet of range. It connects your iPhone, your iPad, or your iPod Touch. You have our free app download. And what it really does is it gives you the freedom of time to step away from the grill or the oven, go enjoy your company, watch TV, whatever you want to do, and let us alarm you when your meat's reached the correct temperature and get it out to the table nice and hot.
Right. So it's a hardware-software solution. You've got two different colors of the base unit, a white and a black. I like the white because it's got kind of a translucent see-through on. It has LEDs on the front, so you can monitor right from the temperature thermometer.
Correct. Yeah, it's a standalone grilling and cooking thermometer. If you don't have an iPad or iPhone or iPod Touch, you can use it just the way it is. You can set the alarms right on the device. The unique thing, too, is that we have a two-way Bluetooth connection. So if you set the alarm on our device itself, it will relay that to your iPhone or your iPad and set the alarm there as well, and vice versa. So you don't have to worry about being able to set it one place and then set it the other. If you're on your phone, the alarm will still sound on the device.
But I don't want to sit in there and have to, like, watch the thermometer as I'm there. I want to go watch the game, right? I want to be sitting there. So I can have my iPad, I'm watching the game, and I'm looking down, and I can monitor. What can I actually monitor on the device?
You'll have a graph that will show you exactly the temperature rise over time. You also have a timer on there, so if you're cooking potatoes or something else on the side, you can use our onboard timer. You can watch both pieces of meat. And then it gives you a nice feature that gives you an approximate time to finish. So if you want to try and get everything out on the table nice and hot, it'll help you do that by telling you approximately how much longer you have on your meat.
Right.
And if you have a bunch of beers, it'll still let you know when the food's done so you don't burn the food.
Exactly. You're not getting in trouble. You're going to know it's cooked to the right temperature. And the software is really nice. You have both iPad and iPhone support. There's a little graph, too. So you're saying, you can watch it over time.
Yeah, definitely. We've worked with it. We're updating about every 2 weeks right now so that we're constantly adding to the user interface. That's really what makes it great over the regular wireless thermometers that are out in the market. You buy it, and those are static. There's nothing that's going to ever change. We're constantly changing, adding, update, and giving more features for the users.
Yeah, I like that the user interface is, you know, it's like your traditional meat thermometer dial you got there. The timer dial looks like the timer you'd have sitting on your kitchen shelf. Really good job on the design.
Appreciate that.
So you came up with this product. Well, how did this come about? I think I might know, but why don't you tell us?
Sure. I mean, basically, there's a ton of wireless thermometers out there. And what we did is we looked at them And I got sick of carrying a separate device. I said, why not get this thing on my phone? It's ridiculous to carry around my phone and another device. So I worked with Apple very closely with their Made for iPhone iPod program. And they really helped us come up with the design and put it all together. And then we looked at the thermometer market as a whole and said, what can we improve on the device? So we did the onboard probe storage, the capacitive touch, so you can wipe it clean, no buttons. And then the hook so that you can hang it from your grill or your oven.
And the other amazing thing to me, I came up and I thought, it's a beautiful looking device. It's got a lot of technology in there. It's going to be really pricey. But you got a great price point on this. So what's the price point, and then where can people find more information about it?
Sure. The price point's $99.99. We tried to keep it as cheap as possible for users. The app is free. Additional probes are $19.99. You can buy it at Apple stores across the country. You can buy it on our website at www.igrillinc.com. And Frontgate catalogs will carry it in the second quarter of this year.
Oh, yeah. And I did want to mention, so each thermometer unit can support two probes. And then in the app, how many can you support multiple devices?
In the app, it's a Bluetooth, unfortunately, is a one-to-one ratio. So it's one iGrill to one product. Technically, if you had two iGrills, yeah, you can monitor something inside in the oven and something outside on the grill. You'd have to connect it to an iPad or an iPhone separately. But we're working with Bluetooth to see if we can open that up.
Not a big deal, though, because a lot of people listen to my show, and a lot of us who are Mac fans, we have multiple iPod Touches and iPhones and iPads and stuff like that. So just hook it to another device.
Exactly, and it'll be available on Mac at the end of the first quarter.
Very cool. You're going to support Mac, too. All right, excellent. Well, thank you so much for talking to us, Chris.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the interview.
There you go. That's part one of my Macworld Expo 2011 coverage. You can stay tuned for part two, which should be coming up in the next day or so. So watch for that on your feed. If you want to get some more Macworld coverage from me and a couple other cool guys and gals, you can check out the notech.tv website, or just search for Notech, spelt K-N-O-W-T-E-C-H on iTunes. John Foster, who hosts that show along with Kenji Kato and Kristen, they all invited me in to do some post-Macworld coverage. We talked about some of the cool products and interesting things that we saw on the show floor, and talked a little bit about the changes that have been happening with Macworld Expo. Specifically this year, you know, they moved into just the West Hall. The show floor, there's debate on whether or not it was bigger, smaller, the same, but it definitely is changing no matter what way you look at it. And John brought up some interesting points on what the future of Macworld Expo might be. So we talked about some of those items. So if you'd like to hear that, check out their podcast, notech.tv, or search for NoTech in iTunes, and you can find me there. That's going to do it for this episode, part one. Stay tuned for part two. Before I do leave you, though, I want to thank all of my show sponsors, Circus Ponies Makers of Notebook. Check out their software and get free trials at circusponies.com. Smile, makers of Text Expander PDF Pen Disc Label. You can find their stuff as well as get demos at smilesoftware.com. And Pharonix, makers of Deep Freeze and PowerSafe Mac. Check out their software, get demos and more information at pharonix.com. And a big thank you to all of my sponsors for their support of the MacCast. If you have any feedback for me, anything you want to comment on this episode or any other episode of the MacCast, you can send your comments, your emails, your audio suggestions to maccast@gmail.com, or you can call in on the listener hotline. That's at 281-622-4269, 281-MAC-I-AM-9. Or you're welcome to leave a voicemail on Skype. The Skype address is the MacCast, and I look forward to hearing from you. If you need show notes, links to anything that I talked about in this or any other episode of the MacCast, you can always find those on the MacCast.com website. Just look for the show post and they'll be right there. It'll say show notes in HTML. Click on that link and you'll find the show notes. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, my Twitter handle is MacCast. Twitter.com/MacCast is where to find that. Or you can follow us on Facebook, or friend us on Facebook. Is that what you do now? Or like. Oh, no, you need to like us on Facebook. If you want to like us on Facebook, you can find that at Facebook.com/TheMacCast. And that's going to do it for this episode. Until next time, I will talk to you all again real soon.